The U.S. border with Mexico has been a hot-button region for generations. The figurative temperature was turned up during the 4 years of the Trump administration as a new stretch of border wall was a top priority, and rhetoric about undocumented immigration became more intense. So how different would it be if we didn't have borders between nations and walls were uncommon rather than on the rise? Todd Miller explores those concepts and others in his book, Build Bridges, Not Walls, A Journey to a World Without Borders. My co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Miller, who explained what images come to mind when he thinks about the Arizona-Mexico border.
Well, one thing, of course, you know, is the border wall. And I want to make clear, you know, that the border wall that I'm referring to is one that's existed for quite a while. And if you go to, since I've been going down to Nogales, for example, since the year, really the late 1990s, there has been a border wall there. So I've just seen different iterations of that. And that, so that's one thing that comes to mind. Another thing is meeting people who are crossing the border through the desert. And this is more in the borderlands, more in the kind of border zone, I would say, maybe 10, 15 miles south, north of the border, traveling in the Tonawatam Nation, for example, or other places where you'll see somebody come out of the desert or a group of people often in distress. And this has happened many times where, you know, somebody might be waving their arms and I'll stop the car and give somebody a bottle of water or something like that. Those are the two really strong images that I think of.
Well, and the mindset, you mentioned the idea even very early in the book where someone flags you down from Guatemala and asks for even a ride at that point. And what I'm so fascinated by the inner conflict you had trying to determine what's the right way to go in terms of being humane, but also understanding that there are all these laws and all these rules and whatnot. It was especially interesting to me as someone who's so thoughtful about these issues that even you had at least some sort of hesitation about that. Do you think that permeates our entire society when it comes to this?
I think so. And the hesitation that I had was, it was a moment exactly just like I described. A person came out of the desert. I rolled down my window. I gave him a bottle of water. I asked him, what else can I do for you? And he said, can you give me a ride to the next town? And it was a moment. I think this is the moment where the book was born. First, I had a meditation, a kind of reflection almost in that instant of how, you know, years and years of reporting on the border. And I knew I was wondering, is there a border patrol agent nearby, right? Is there a camera that has me in their lens? Is there a drone going overhead? And the reason I thought all that is because it would be a felony, you know, the further somebody's presence in the country. The hesitation really infuriated me at the same time, because I thought, well, something that I would do naturally, right? Something that I was taught as a child to how to treat a fellow human being. Of course, I would give somebody in distress a ride to another place. And yet, I'm in this conflict. So I was angry as well. So I had those two kind of conflicting things happening at once. And I think what you say, it does permeate into the deeper society. I know it definitely permeates into the borderlands, because you hear stories of people running into people in distress all the time, and they're uncertain about what to do. And they think if they even giving somebody a bottle of water you might be arrested for it, which isn't true. But if you further someone's presence, that's where you could get a smuggling charge. Those sorts of things, I think it does permeate. It does the kind of values, and this is one of the things that I struggled with, and I looked at in the book, the values that are innate, like even you could even say spiritual, religious values, or ethical values, I'll say. It comes into conflict with this idea of human law. And I think it does, there's a part of this that does permeate into the broader kind of psychology for the society as a whole.
Some of the stories in the book are not surprisingly quite personal, and there was one stretch of pages there, even including your son William, which is some of the most affecting stuff in the book. Why was that important to include? And maybe give some people a little bit of background, if you would, about what the two of you talk about in the book, and whether you think that, you know, offers some generational hope in some way.
Yeah, I find it really important. I mean, I have two young kids, and William is 5 years old, and talking to him, you know, I'm talking to my child, but it's like talking to the future generation and the future generation of what he represents. And there's a number of things I can think about with William, but one in particular was when we were at the Border Field Park near San Diego, and you can see the border wall at the Border Field Park. You're on the U.S. side, but that's where the wall extends into the ocean. And so you see the ocean coursing through the wall. And we got there, and there was people on the Tijuana side of the border, and they're waving to us. So William started running towards them. And as he was running, and he was probably about 20 yards from the border wall, there was a Border Patrol agent above us, and he hit his horn, and he said, there was this kind of disembodied voice, and it said, "Do not go any further, do not go any further." There was an invisible line, I guess, that we weren't supposed to cross. Mm-hmm. So William, being the five-year-old that he is, he stopped, he looked up, and he continued running. And then then the agent said, "Stop again." And so he sat down at that point on the sand, and I sat down next to him, and we talked about it. And then he looked at, after we talked about it for about 2 minutes, he looked at the border wall, and he said, "Well," and he just looked at it in such a practical way, and he said, "Why can't we turn?" And it was a bollard wall made of steel, actually. And he said, "Why can't we turn the border wall into bikes?"
Wow. That is author Todd Miller. We've been talking about his latest book, Build Bridges, Not Walls, A Journey to a World Without Borders. Todd, thanks for the time and good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot.